Let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we again thank you for another glorious day.
天父，我们再为了一个荣耀的一天献上感谢。
For it is you're the God that has called us as your children to come and worship you.
因为你就是我们的主，你呼召我们成为你的儿女，来到敬拜你。
We thank you for this privilege to come before you.
多谢你给了我们这个特权来到你的面前。
We give you all the glory and all the praise.
我们将一切的颂赞荣耀都归于你。
For you are our loving Father.
因为你就是我们的慈父。
Father, we thank you for the study that we have been going through in Ephesians.
主多谢你俾我哋能够去研读以弗所书。
You're the God that reminds us that you are the governor and you are the one that governs all things.
因为主你提醒我哋，你就系掌管一切嘅主宰。
We pray that you will continue to teach us to understand what it means to live being filled with the Holy Spirit.
求主继续帮助我哋学习懂得乜嘢叫做被圣灵充满。
That in our lives,
在我哋嘅生命里边
we move and have our being in you.
我哋一举手一投足都在乎于你。
That is by the power of your Spirit.
乃系凭住圣灵嘅大能。
That lives in us.
活着在我们心里。
Father, may your words come and penetrate into our hearts.
求你的话语进入我们的心处。
Open our ears to really hear your words.
打开我们的耳朵，让我们真正听见你的话语。
To take it to heart.
让我们是着意的去听。
That we will live dependent upon your word.
让我们活着是靠着你的话语而活。
As your spirit molds us.
就是让你的圣灵去塑造我们。
It makes us like Christ.
让我们像基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名字祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Today we're continuing our study in Ephesians chapter 6.
今天我们继续读以弗所书的第六章。
I remember, we were talking about how Paul was instructing believers to be wise in their walks.
我们讲到保罗怎样的
Being wise in their walks by being filled with the Holy Spirit.
一个基督徒怎样要有智慧的去行事为人，就是藉着圣灵的充满。
And for a couple of weeks, we were talking about the principles of life relationships that we have with our family, husbands and wives, and parents and children.
咁喺过去嘅几个礼拜，我哋亦都讲到一啲嘅人际嘅关系，例如就系夫妇嘅关系。儿女同父母嘅关系。
And today at verses 5 through 9, Paul goes into a third group.
而今日喺第五至到第九节咧，保罗喺呢度讲到第三组嘅人。
He's talking about relationships outside of the bond of our family.
就系讲到喺家庭以外嘅关系。
He's talking to slaves and masters.
呢度讲到做仆人嘅，做主人嘅。
Now, God is the one that has given everybody their status of who they are.
而是神给每一个人一个的地位，他们是哪一位。
And God has established that one has authority and one follows.
亦都神去设立一些是有权柄的，一些的是要去跟随的。
And that is all a design of God.
这些全部都是神所设计的。
And that's what Paul is reminding us here.
在这里保罗就要对我们做一个提醒。
So we can look at this and, oh, it's addressed to slaves and masters. Oh, it's not me. I shut my ears. I don't need to hear.
或者你一看说，这里讲仆人的，做主人的，我都不是仆人，我不用听了。
But this certainly applies to our Christian employees and employers.
但是必然的，这个可以应用在我们做基督徒的雇主或者雇员身上。
It's the same principle.
因为这个是同样的原则。
Now, in Bible times, slavery played a huge role in society and also in the economy.
在圣经时代呢，奴隶制呢，是在个社会同埋在经济上呢，是有好大的地位的。
Very early Old Testament times, all the way through the New Testament.
从旧约至到新约的时代。
You know, andIt, for example, there were estimated 6 million slaves in the Roman Empire when Paul wrote this letter.
当保罗写呢一个书信嘅时候，嗰阵时大约系有600万嘅奴隶。
That was about 10%
喺罗马嘅帝国里边。
That was about 10% of the population of 60 million.
而当时罗马帝国佢系有6000万嘅人口。
Now today we're not going to talk about the ethics of slavery.
今日我哋要讲嘅唔系话奴隶式系啱定唔啱。
Now, while overall the thrust of the gospel is against slavery,
当然福音亦都系反对呢一个嘅形式。
We have to realize one thing that's very important.
但系我哋要知道有一件好重要嘅事情。
Paul's ministry and Jesus himself.
保罗的事工包括耶稣基督的事工。
You know, you realize their ministries were never to overthrow any government or institutions.
你知道他们的事工不是要去推翻任何的结构。
Institutions. And their focus was always to preach the gospel and win the lost to Christ.
而他们所专注的就是要去广传福音，使失丧嘅人归于基督。
So he doesn't come to attack slavery or even the governments of things that they're doing wrong.
所以佢嚟到唔系要攻击话奴隶制或者系政府做错咗啲乜嘢。
They were very careful not to confuse the government and social system with the spiritual focus and order of the church.
佢哋好小心嘅，唔会混淆咗教会嘅事工呢、这个福音同。政府社会所做的错
事，
所以我们都应该一样。
You know, that's why people, a lot of people say, "Oh, why don't we talk about politics?"
有些人就说，为什么我们不讲政治呢？
Because in reality, God doesn't focus on the politics.
因为神不是专注于政治。
Comes to focus on the spiritual life of people.
要专注的就是人属灵的生命。
And show them their need for the gospel.
让人知道他们需要福音。
And Paul's focus here, as he speaks in relationship between a slave and a master, applies to us as employee and employers.
当保罗在这里讲到做仆人、做主人的关系，在我们的身上能够怎样应用呢？因为我们有雇主和雇员。
Paul gives us as an exhortation to slaves to walk in submission and obedience to the masters.
这里保罗劝勉作仆人的要惧怕战惊的去听从他的主人。
These are the ones that God has put as authority over them.
因为神就是将这些人摆在他们之上有权柄。
And today we're going to be looking at three reasons Paul gives for this obedience.
而今天我们就会看有三点为什么要听从。
Verses 5 through 7, it says, Slaves, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ, by not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man.
你们作仆人的要惧怕战惊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般，不要只是在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
So we first point is we obey as to Christ.
首先就话我哋去听从，就正如听从基督一般。
So what's it saying is that we, same principles as we've been talking about all along. We do it for Christ.
其实在一直以来我们讲同一个原则，就是说我们是为基督而作。
Obey in authority as though you're obeying Christ.
我们听从一个的权柄，就正如我们听从基督一般。
You know, this living, this emphasis of being submissive to one another, living for the purpose of Christ is repeated over and over and over again.
这里是一次又一次的重复这个的概念，就是要彼此的信服为着基督的缘故。
And I think ultimately Paul in the Bible repeats all these things is because he understands that that is our hardest thing to do.
保罗一次又一次在圣经里面去重复这样讲，因为他明白到这件事要实钱实在是很难的。
And this is the most basic principle in life that we are to not just know.
而这个就是我们人生最基本的一个原则，不单止要有头上的认知。
But you live it out.
乃是要活出来。
You know, God doesn't just want people who knows things.
神不是只是要人 有知识的。
He wants you to know them and also to do them.
神是要我们有知识之外，我们要行出来。
Such as 1 Corinthians 10:31.
就是好像哥林多前书第十章的31节。
I think everybody knows this verse very, very well by heart.
我相信很多人都懂得背这一节了。
You know, whether you eat or drink or whether you do, whatever you do, do it to the glory of God.
你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Everything you do, do it for Christ, do it for God's glory.
你所做的一切是为着基督，亦都为着基督的荣耀而做。
You know, we understand this one, knowledge, right? We teach this to our children all the time when they're young.
我们在知识上，我们知道了，我们的小朋友小的时候，我们开始这样教他
了。Very easy concept.Everything that you do for God.
好容易嘅概念，你做乜都好，你要为住神嚟做。
You know, and it's hard to really grasp it and to live it out.
但系要捉紧呢一个嘅概念而活出嚟咧，就好难啦。
You know, what does it really mean that in everything you do?
咩叫做每一件你所做嘅事啊
？Do it for the Lord.
系为主而做。
How do we understand that?
我哋如何嘅去明白咧
？No.For us, a lot of times what happens is that we like to put things in compartments.
我们很喜欢呢将一些东西呢分门别类这样等。
Especially, you know, for those people who like to be organized.
特别那些很喜欢呢整齐的。
We like everything in its right box.
每一样东西都有它的储物的方式。
You know, lately my wife and I have been watching this detective movie called The Monk.
咁呢最近呢我和我太太呢就看这个侦探片叫做 The Monk.
It's hilarious of the things that he's afraid of.
我们看到呢原来这个的侦探呢有很多东西是怕的。
You know, God has given him an amazing mind.
神给了他一个很好的头脑。
Solves all these cases.
他什么案都可以查得定的。
But he has all these quirks and all these fears.
但是他就是有这个特征他怕很多东西的。
And all these fears and all these quirks actually...derail his life in many ways.
但是就是这一些的特征使到他的生命呢是有些出轨的。
But he has to put everything in his compartment.
就是他每样东西都要有那样东西的地方。
And especially when he eats, nothing can touch each other.
特别呢他吃东西的时候没有一个送菜呢可以碰到大家。
He has to have a separate plate for every little thing, for rice, for vegetables, for meat.
他的饭他的菜他的肉要全部有自己的
Nothing touches.
没一样东西能够接触到。
And sometimes we're like that in our spiritual life as well.
有时我们的属灵生命都是这样。
And we think that our lives as being a Christian are you know, they're stuck on Sundays and weekends for cell group and for Bible study and for worship.
我们基督徒的生命我们都分门别类。星期日的早上的敬拜我们小组我们的查经。
And our secular lives are Monday through Friday every time we're at work.
而我们属世的生命呢就是星期一至星期五当我们上班的时候。
Except for those small moments where we're teaching our children or reading the Bible or praying.
那呢特殊的时间就是说当我们在那些日子我们要祈祷或者要教我们的小孩的时候。
Yeah, but in reality, that is a very unbiblical principle.
但是其实这个方式是一个不合乎圣经的方式。
Everything we do,
因为我们所做的一切
God calls that every breath you take,
神说我们所呼的每一口气
take it for the glory of God.
我们都要为着神的荣耀去呼这一口气
Now, that's why our church is saying, what is our theme is to live is Christ.
我们的主题教会的主题是什么活着是基督
that we're alive, that our being is to live, it is Christ.
我们活着我们的真体就是基督。
It's for Christ. It's everything for Christ.
是为着基督，一切的事情都是为着基督。
Everything is for His service.
一切都是为着要侍奉祂。
Romans 12:1 reminds us of that. It's to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
罗马书十二章一节就是提醒我们，我们要将身体献上，当作活祭。
And that's what God demands of us as our whole being.
所以神对我们的要求是我们的全人。
Is rendered unto him.
全人的献上。
To live for him, an offering to him.
献上我们全人的为着他。
That is the right perspective that we need to begin to look at and accept.
我哋就要用呢一个正确嘅角度去睇人生，亦都去接受呢个角度。
Correct perspective for a Christian.
因为一个基督徒嚟讲，呢个系唯一一个正确嘅观点。
There's no distinction between your secular job and your work and your Christian life.
因为喺你属世嘅职业上边，同你基督徒嘅生命。是没有分别出来的。
So even as students look at their schooling and the things that they do, that they're studying and everything that they do.
就算如果你是做学生的，你看看你的学业，你的读书。
Everything you do at home and obeying your parents and doing what's right.
又或者你在家庭里面，你去听你的父母的话，你在人当中你去服侍别人。
Everything you do to serve the church is a service to God.
或者在教会里面的侍奉，这些全部都是为神而做。
Now that's all together. Your whole being is a service to God.
这个是你的全人。都是去侍奉神。
So when you're at work, you're actually serving God.
所以就算你是上班的地方，你都是在那里侍奉。
That's why it's so important of how we work.
所以我们如何去工作是这么重要。
Now Paul emphasizes in verse Ephesians 6:6.
在以弗所书第六章第六节，保罗强调。
Not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as servants of Christ.
不要只在眼前侍奉。像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
Know what? Do you know what it means to not by eye service? What is eye service?
你知唔知咩叫做唔系讨人喜欢呢
？You know, when your eyes do this. My eyes are small, so maybe you can't see what I'm doing.
我隻眼好細，或者你睇唔到我隻眼而家想做咩？
Looking,
就係當你兩頭望，
but you're looking back and forth.
你兩邊嘅周圍望。
You're looking around to see who's watching me.
你望咩？就係睇有邊個人喺度睇緊你。
Now I catch the kids doing this all the time in Pioneer Club.
我喺先鋒隊就發現咧，啲小朋友成日都係咁樣兩頭望。
They find the sanctuary and they start chasing each other.
佢哋喺呢一度敬拜嘅地方，佢哋周圍走。
And then they start rolling their heads.
跟住佢就咁样两头望啦。
To see who's around to watch them.
就系睇有边个喺度睇住佢。
And then when they see me standing in the back, they start walking. Hi, Pastor Philip.
如果见到我企喺后边咧，佢哋突然间会行紧咁样话啊，牧师你好。
You know, that's the thing about eye service. We're just looking around to see who's watching us.
讨人喜悦、欢心嘅工作就系咁，我哋周围望睇下边一个喺度睇紧我哋。
Now, be honest. Don't you have that attitude when you're at work?
嗱，你诚实啲啊！你上班嘅时候，咪有时都会有呢个态度啊。
When you want to do something,
如果你想做啲嘢
，you know, don't you sometimes? Oh, this is maybe not right to do it now. You look around, who's watching?
你望下睇下有冇人睇住你先啦。有人睇住又好啦。
Anybody have a secret button to black out your screen when you press it?
有冇人咧有一个掣咧？如果有人行过，你一揿咧，你个电脑嘅画面咧就变咗黑色噶啦。
That's the thing about eye service. We do things to please people.
呢个就系话。要讨人欢喜喜欢的工作。
You know, adults do it much more discreetly.
我哋大人咧，仲识得更加嘅掩饰。
You know, maybe it's all those training from high school years when you're trying to cheat. You know, like,
又或者就系点解我哋会学得咁叻咧？就系我读中学嗰阵时候学点样作弊。
But we all do that.
但系我哋个个都咁做。
Because we're afraid of what other people think of us.
因为我哋怕人哋点谂我哋。
And especially we want to look.Good in our workplace in front of the boss.
又特別咧，我哋想個老細咧睇得起我哋。
The boss is looking, so I better look busy.
我話老闆望住啦，我梗係要忙啲啦。
I gotta go into work today because the boss is in today.
我今日要實體翻工啊，因為老細翻工啊。
That's the idea of being an eye pleaser, a people pleaser.
呢個就係要討人喜歡嘅方式啦。
You know, if you find yourself being more attentive and diligent when people are around or when the lights are on.
如果你发觉你自己咧，当人哋系睇住你嘅时候，你会勤力一啲咧。
It reveals a very important attitude of our own hearts.
其实喺呢度让我哋睇到我哋嘅心里边系点样嘅。
You know, you ever find yourself having that attitude that you're always worried about what other people think.
你有冇发觉自己成日去担心人哋点样睇你咧
？And a lot of times we are complainers.
亦都好多时我哋系埋怨者。
You know, why do I have to do that?
我哋话点解我要做啊
？You know, why does the boss give me so much work to do?
点解老板俾咁多嘢我做啊
？Why isn't anybody else doing it?
点解冇其他人做啊
？You know, it's not my responsibility.
呢个唔系我嘅工作。
You know, they don't pay me enough to do all these things.
哇，我嘅人工都唔够高啦，要我做咁多嘢。
But when the boss comes to you, it's okay. Yes, boss. Yes.
但系当老板嚟到嘅时候，你话系嘅，系嘅。
You know, and that's the way we function sometimes.
我哋系咪就系咁样过活嘅咧
？You know, we complain when we complain about things, but we don't want to look bad in front of the boss.
我哋去埋怨一啲事情，但系喺老板面前，我哋又唔想样衰。
And that's what God calls us not to do.
但系神就叫我哋唔好咁做。
Don't be people pleasers.
我哋唔好要讨人欢心嘅。
But do all things to please God.
我哋要讨神喜悦啊。
You know, you live as a living sacrifice for God.
因为我哋活着系献我哋嘅身体当作活祭。
You know, the scary thing is that you look around.
可怕嘅就系当你周围望下嘅时候。
But the foolish thing is that God sees everything we're doing.
我哋愚拙嘅就系我哋唔知道神睇到所有嘅事情咩
？Not only our actions, but even our thoughts.
唔单止系我哋嘅行动啊，连我哋嘅思想神都知
道。God understands our heart and He sees the sinfulness of our hearts.
神知道我哋心里边嘅污秽。
And He sees, and we have to understand God sees all things.
我哋要知道神。乜嘢都睇通睇透。
Even in the depths of our sinfulness, God still loves us.
就算喺我哋罪嘅深处，神仍然嘅去爱我哋。
But He does call us to get rid of that sin.
但系神亦都呼召我哋要转离罪。
He sees our sin.
佢睇到我哋嘅罪。
So should we.
我哋都要睇到自己嘅罪。
But we're not bogged down by that sin.
但我哋唔系俾呢一个嘅罪嚟到。
Because God loves us and given us Christ to forgive us of our sins.
因为神爱我哋，将基督俾过我哋，使我哋罪得赦免。
So that the purpose of sanctification each and every day for a Christian's life is to change our hearts.
所以喺一个基督徒嘅生命，每一天嘅成圣就系心意更新而变化。
That to take out the depth of sin that is embedded in our hearts.
将我哋罪里边嘅深处嘅罪。
Many of those sins we don't like to admit.
我哋有好多呢啲嘅罪，我哋唔愿意嘅。
Many of those sins we don't want to see the light of day.
亦都唔愿意光嚟到照透呢啲罪。
But God wants to weed it out.
但系神就要将呢一啲嘅罪嚟到清除。
So when we live for Christ, it isn't just an action.
当我哋为基督而活嘅时候，唔系净系一个嘅行动。
But that heart that He is after.
但系神要寻觅嘅就系我哋嘅心。
And think about it: is our hearts, is our attitude a life that is filled with joy?
你要谂下，就系我哋嘅心、我哋嘅态度、我哋嘅生命系满有喜乐嘅。
Are we Christians that have joy exhibited in our lives?
我哋系咪一班基督徒喺我哋嘅生命里边系满有喜乐嘅
？Because no matter what things are.Pressing upon us.
无论有啲咩事情系压心头
，We're clinging to that love of Christ.
我哋所捉紧嘅系基督嘅爱。
And that's the hope of your salvation.
呢个就系你救恩嘅盼望。
That's what every Christian has.
呢个就系每一个基督徒所有嘅。
Or should have.
或我应该讲每一个基督徒应该有嘅。
Is that joy of your salvation?
就系有救恩嘅喜乐。
No matter what you face, you're living for Christ.
无论你所面对嘅乜嘢都好，你系为基督而活。
No matter how you're oppressed, you're living for Christ.
无论你几受压迫都好，你系为基督而活。
And that gives you joy in your life.
而呢一件事情就喺你生命里边能够有喜乐。
That's why verse 5 says we must do it with a sincere heart.
所以第五节就系话我哋要用从心里边。
Those words translated sincere kind of means singleness of your heart.
要甘心嘅侍奉，意思就系一心一意。
So it's the idea that your heart has to have that single focus, the single-heartedness.
你嘅心系一心一意嘅。
That you're committed in your heart.
你嘅心里边系有委身嘅。
To do everything for Christ.
是完全为着基督而做
especially in our workplace even
特別係喺我哋工作嘅地方。
That you work diligently for the joy of the Lord.
你係殷勤嘅嚟到去工作，係為著基督嘅緣故。
Don't work for your boss. Don't work for recognition. Don't work for your advancement in pay and work for Christ.
唔好為著你嘅老闆嚟到工作，唔好為著得人嘅讚賞嚟到工作。唔好為著你嘅人工嚟到工作，乃係要為基督嚟到工作。
This brings us to point two.
呢度就帶到去第二點。
Yeah, Paul gives us that motive of why do we obey.
保羅就俾到我哋聽從嘅動機。
Do the will of the of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man.
第七節佢話：甘心嘅侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
All right, very simple. Why do we do it?
點解我哋要咁做啊？好簡單噶。
All right, very simple. It says here is because it's God's will.
呢個就係因為呢個係神嘅旨意。
You know, and we have to remember the big picture that Paul is giving us here.
我哋要記住保羅俾我哋呢個大嘅圖畫。
The big picture is it's God's will.
呢幅大嘅圖畫就話呢個係神嘅旨意。
Everything is designed by God and planned by God.
每一件事都是根据神的心意来到安排。
Now, we always preach that God is sovereign, He is in control.
我们时常讲到都说神是有主权的，他是管理，他是掌管着的。
So we must understand and realize that each of our lives is under God's control.
我们也都知道我们的生命是在神的掌管当中。
It is God's design that designs each and every one of our lives.
是神去设计我们每一个人的生命。
And even in the world, God is in control.
就算在这个世界，神也都是掌管着的。
And what Romans 13 reminds us that God ordains every authority, every government, everybody in authority and leadership is God's design. God has put them there.
在罗马书第十三章讲到是神去设立这些权柄，是神设立政府，是神设立执政的掌权的。
Now, God has chosen those who lead and chosen those who will be followers.
是神去设立哪一个有权柄，哪一个做跟随的。
Now, that is by God's design.
这个是神的安排。
Now, Romans 13 doesn't just say the good authority God put there.
罗马书第三章没有，神没有讲到说只是一些好的权柄神设立。
Every authority under the sun.
乃是在日头底下每一个权柄。
And that's a very interesting point because God reminds us He didn't come to overthrow all these things.
这里是神去提醒我们，他不是来到要废除一切。
He comes to establish His kingdom.
他是来到要建立他的国度。
He doesn't have to overthrow any authority.
他不需要去废除任何的权柄。
Because His authority is over all things.
因为神的权柄是在万有之上。
And God is a God of structure and order.
而神是一个有结构的，有秩序的神。
So this hierarchy, this structure and government and everything that happens is by God's design, whether good or bad.
所以这个结构，这个的层次，这个的政府，无论是好或者不好，都是神的心意。
So everything that we've been talking about for these last 3 weeks, this authority submission principle about submitting to authority, about being ones to be this concept.
在过去的几个礼拜，我们时常都要讲到这些的权柄，或者是这些的信服。
It's God's design.
这些都是神的安排。
God says that we are to obey. We are to obey our boss. We're called to submit to one another.
这里讲说神，我们要信服，我们要彼此信服，我们要听从我们的雇主。我们的主人。
Because God has put those people in authority over us.
因为是神将这些人摆在有权柄的地方。
Obey, it says with fear and trembling. Do you have to be afraid of them?
他们都说要惧怕战惊的去听从。我们要惧怕吗？
It's talking about being, to have reverence and respect for those God has placed in authority over us.
其实这里说就是说我们要去尊敬或者去敬重神给权柄这些人在我们之上，我们就要去这样做。
As Christians, we're called to perform, to do good work
我哋成为一个基督徒嘅时候，神呼召我哋要有善行。
As a ministry for Christ, for the glory of God.
当我哋咁样做嘅时候，我哋就系去服侍基督，去荣耀神。
And that's why this says we must do it with a sincere, joyful heart that comes from our hearts.
所以话要心里遵行，要甘心侍奉。
Because we're actually doing it for Christ.
因为我哋实在系为基督而做。
You know, Peter.First Peter 2 reinforces this and pushes it even further.
而彼得前书的第二章也都继续的去解释。
So servants be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is the gracious thing when mindful of God, one endures sorrow while suffering injustice.
你们作仆人的凡事要尊敬凡是存敬畏的心信服主人，不但信服那善良温和的，就是那歪僻的也要信服。倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。
So even if your boss is unjust, the call is to obey and respect him for God.
所以就算你的老板是不公平的，但是神都呼召你，你要去听从他。
You know, God calls us to suffer unjustly for his glory.
神叫我们为着他的荣耀的缘故去受不公平的苦楚。
How we respond to that is vital.
我们如何的去回应是很重要的。
It's vital because how you work and how you live affect what people think about God.
因为为什么重要？因为你如何的去工作，如何的去过活，是直接影响别人怎样去看神。
You have to realize that you are a missionary in life.
你要知道在你的生命里面，你就是一个宣教士。
You are in full-time ministry, whether you like it or not.
无论你喜不喜欢都好，你是一个全时间的宣教士。
And that's a good thing. You probably paid more than I am.
当然这个是好事，可能你的人工比我多。
Because you are actually a full-time minister in the mission field each and every day.
因为其实每一日你都是在一个宣教的工场做一个宣教士。
Your life, your school, your work.
你的生命，你的学校，你的工作的地方。
God has placed you there to be the missionary in the field.
神就是将你摆在这些的工场里面，成为一个宣教士。
You have the responsibility.
你就有这个的责任。
To be God's ambassadors in the world.
在这个世界成为神的使者。
And therefore your service to whatever, your studying, your service to your employer is an act of service to God.
所以在你的学业或者是在你上班所做的，你在那里其实是侍奉神。
It becomes a testimony unto God.
这个就是在那里来见证神。
1 Timothy 6:1 says, Let all who are under a yoke as slaves regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of Christ and the teaching may not be reviled.
凡在轭下作仆人的，当以自己主人配受十分的恭敬，免得神的名和道理被人亵渎。
Don't let your testimony, don't let God be reviled.
不要在你的见证上面来到亵渎神。
By living in a way as Christians that exhibit poorly for Christ.
不要为着基督作不好的见证。
That is what God warns us.
这里神就是给我们这个警告。
For Christ.
我们是为基督而活。
That as a missionary in the field, you live obedient to God.
我们是工场的宣教士，我们要信服的是神。
And then everything you do before the eyes of man.
所以在人面前你所做的每一件事
is a testimony of God.
就在那里见证神。
And we must not cause God's name to be reviled.
我们不要亵渎神。
You know, no one's going to listen to us.
没一个人会听我们说话的。
The things that we say in school, at work, or anywhere.
无论我们在学校、在上班的地方，或者在任何一个地方，我们的说话。
If that Christian witness that we're giving to them doesn't hold true to what we say,
如果我们活出来的见证 同我哋所讲嘅说话系唔相称。
We preach about all this forgiveness of grace and love。
我哋时时口讲话要饶恕，要爱，
that must be,
要去有恩慈。
That all must be exhibited in our lives。
但系喺我哋嘅生命里边，我哋要活到出嚟。
This leads up to our third point.
呢度就会带到去我哋嘅第三点。
You know, Ephesians 6:7-8, it reminds us that God is the one watching.
第以弗所书第六章第七至八节就提醒我哋，系神系看到嘅。
Render service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord.Whether he is a slave or free.
甘心侍奉好像服侍主，不像服侍人，因为晓得各人所行的善事，不论是为奴的，是自主的，都必按所行的得主的奖赏。
God is the one that is watching.
是神去睇到。
You know, at the end of the day, this question becomes the basic one.
其实讲到尾，这个是有一条很基本的问题。
Will you live to please the Lord?
你活着是不是要为着讨神的喜悦呢？
Or will you live to please the world?
因为你活着要讨这个世界的喜悦。
Pleasing the world is pleasing other people and pleasing yourself.
去讨这个世界的喜悦，就是意思讨别人的喜悦，或者讨自己的喜悦。
Who will you live for is the question.
个问题是你会为边一个而活呢？
You know, because in this fallen world, you're always going to face injustice.
因为在这个破碎的世界，我们时时都会面对一些不公平的事情。
Because the world is broken.
因为这个世界是破碎的。
You know, you are going to be unfairly criticized and mistreated.
你必然会有不公公平的被批评。
You will be misunderstood.
你会被人误会的。
Your toes will get stepped on.
会有人踩亲你的。
And maybe even crushed and sometimes broken.
话佢唔止踩亲咁简单，我都会踩碎咗添。
Now you will be overworked. You will have too much to be given.
你会有太多嘅嘢做。
So much is demanded of you, which you can't give.
或者睇你身上有好多嘅要求，你都唔能够满足到呢啲要求。
You will be underappreciated, underpaid.
你会冇足够嘅人工，或许你会冇足够嘅被欣赏。
Question is, how will you respond to that?
个问题系呢啲事情发生嘅时候，你会点样嘅回应呢？
Will you respond with that singleness of heart?
你会唔会？一心一意的去回应呢？
Singleness of heart to do the will of God.
这里是一条心的去实行神的旨意。
Will you respond in humility and submission?
你会不会用一个谦卑信服的心来回应呢？
With a reverence to others and those in authority, even if they're unjust.
去尊敬这些在你以上有权柄的人，就算他们是不公平。
Because ultimately the question is, will you trust in your heavenly Father?
其实最终的问题是，你会不会相信你的天父？
Will you trust in the heavenly Father?
你会不会相信你的天父？
That as you live with suffering in your life, that he is the God that will, what does it say? You will receive back from the Lord whatever you give is not...Lost, it is seen by God.
就算你是在苦楚里面、苦痛里面生活，你相不相信你天上的父是知道的呢？
Will you trust?
你相不相信他会带给你你的奖赏呢？
Will you trust that God will make right when people are wrong?
当别人苦待你的时候，你相不相信神是知道的呢？
This is the key.
这个就是主要的关键。
Your faith is asked to grow deeper and deeper.
你的信心是要越来越成长。
You say, oh yeah, I've come to know Christ, I've received him as Lord and Savior.
你说没错，我已经认识主耶稣基督为我救主了。
But your faith must grow deeper and deeper to have that trust in the Lord.
但是你的信心要越发的加增，就是你对主耶稣 越发嘅信靠。
That as you live life in the difficulties of life, that you will, your faith will grow deeper, deeper in the trust of the Lord.
就系当你喺难处里边嚟到过活嘅时候，你嘅信心系越发嘅成长。
This is the way that God has called us to live.
神就系要我哋用呢一个嘅方法嚟到去过活。
And we can only do that if we're filled fully with the Spirit of God.
我哋点样先至能够做到啊？唯一嘅方法就系我哋被圣灵嘅充满。
Yeah, we tell all the time, how do you grow in grace?
我哋时时都问啦，我哋要喺恩典里边成长，我哋点样能够做得到啊
？And the problem with us Christians is sometimes we expect God to do miracles and zap you so that you will have a heart that want to read the Bible, I want to pray, and I want to be holy.
我哋基督徒咧有时有个问题咧，我哋就。想神好似用个神仙棒咁一棒棒咗落嚟咧，我哋突然间咧就会对神嘅话语啊，对祈祷有好大嘅胃口。
But in reality, God calls us to grow with common grace.
但系神要我哋就喺佢一般嘅恩典，平常嘅恩典里边嚟到成长。
It's a practice of walking obediently every day that we are continuing to grow.
系我哋每日嘅去练习谦卑嘅。跟随神，信服神，
more,
我哋先至会去成长。
We read God's word, the more we pray, the more we obey.
我哋越读得多圣经，越多祷告，我哋就会越成长。
God grows us.
因为系神使我哋成长。
We yield to the Spirit.
我哋降服于圣灵。
By practicing the graces that God has given to us.
而我哋亦都去活出神俾我哋嘅恩典。
You know, Christ is that ultimate example of a servant.
主耶稣基督就系做一个仆人最好嘅例子。
You know, he showed us what that single-heartedness to do the will of God looks like.
佢让我哋睇到咩叫做一心一意遵行神嘅旨意。
He submitted himself to authority.
他亦都将自己降服喺权有权柄嘅。
He was falsely accused, condemned, and even murdered, and hung on the cross.
他系被诬告、被定罪、受死喺十字架之上。
You know his last dying words on the cross. Do you remember what they were?
你记唔记得主耶稣基督喺十字架最后嘅一句说话？佢讲乜嘢啊
？It is not. It is finished.Well, after that, what did he say?
他讲完成了之后，他讲乜嘢？
Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit.
他说父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
Luke 23:46, he breathed his last and he died.
路加福音23:46，他讲完这一番说话之后，吸了最后一口气。
Jesus, the Son of God.
主耶稣基督是神的爱子。
Commends his spirit to his loving father.
他就将他的灵去交给俾他的天父。
He knows he's in control.
因为他知道天父是掌管的。
This is the ultimate trust in God, his father.
这个就是最终他表达了主耶稣基督去信靠天父。
We are called to commend our spirit and our life.Into the hands of our Father.
我哋亦都要将我哋嘅生命、我哋嘅灵魂交俾我哋嘅天父。
And ironically, it's the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross.
就系主耶稣基督喺十字架嘅牺牲。
That ultimately gives us the ability and power to be able to follow after Christ.
以致我哋先至有呢一个嘅能力，有呢个能力去跟随主耶稣基督。
His sacrifice, his death for us.
他为我们的牺牲，为我们的死，
frees us from the bondage of sin and slavery，
使我们在罪的捆绑里面，做罪的奴隶里面得到释放，
so that we can walk obedient，
以致我们能够信服的而行，
but not by our own power， but the power of the Spirit，
不是凭自己的力量，而是凭圣灵的大能。
And the final verse in closing addresses Christian masters, those in authority.
而最后嘅一节咧，就讲到一个基督徒嘅雇主，佢系有权柄嘅。
Let me touch on this for a minute. Masters, do the same to them and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours in heaven is that there is no partiality with him.
你们作主人的，待仆人也是一样。 不要威嚇他們，因為知道你們他們和你們同有一位主在天上，他並不偏待人。
Now, just as I'm rushing to close up my sermon here, it seems like that Paul's rushing, he's doing the same thing.
好像我而家趕住要講完道啦，好似保羅呢度都趕住喎，因為佢對主人淨係講一節嘅啫。
He says, "Masters, go and do the same thing."
佢話
，Masters, go and do the same thing.
做主人嘅，你哋要做同樣嘅事。
Now, what does that really mean?
其實佢講咩咧？
Means it's a very simple same principle.
其實係同一個原則。
Do the same thing. Do the will of God with a sincere heart.
做同樣嘅事啊，係要從心裏嘅去遵行神嘅旨意，甘心嘅侍奉。
Be filled with that Spirit and do what is right before my eyes.
被聖靈嘅充滿去做我眼中看為正確嘅事。
You as a master, the one in authority, have that mind to serve Christ and Christ alone.
你做雇员嘅，你系有权柄嘅，你要做喺神里边眼中看为正直嘅事。
And the answer, lead with gentleness, lead with kindness.
佢呢一度仲要加上咩？你要温柔良善嘅嚟到去带领你嘅雇员。
That's the kind of servant Christ was.
呢一个就系主耶稣基督嘅模样。
But you don't lead by yelling at people. You lead with gentleness and
你唔系要大声嘅喝喝骂骂别人，你系用温柔良善嘅去带领佢哋。
God put you in authority there for what？
点解神要摆你喺有权柄嘅地方咧？点解咧？为乜嘢咧
？So that you can do His will，
以致你能够遵行佢嘅旨意。
And your responsibility is to help others to do God's will in their lives。
而你嘅责任就要帮助别人喺佢哋嘅生命里边，亦都去遵行神嘅旨意。
So even both as masters and slaves, employers, employees.
所以无论系仆人、系主人、系雇主、系雇员
，you both work towards fulfilling God's will together.
你哋系一齐嘅去遵行神嘅旨意。
Because those that you lead are fellow heirs of Christ.
因为你所你所带领嘅人，佢都系同你一齐得到神永远国度，一样系永远国度嘅后嗣。
Slave or master, employee or employer，
仆人、主人、雇员、雇主。
You're called to have that single-mindedness to serve Christ。
你同样嘅要一心一意嘅去侍奉基督。
Because you're actually called to do it together。
因为实在神是呼召你们一起这样做
to have that sincere heart.
有这个真心甘心
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们为了你的话语献上感谢
For your word is truly full of wisdom.
因为你的话语实在是充满智慧
Father, you are the one that teaches us how we are to live.
是你教导我们如何的度日
That even in this broken and sinful world,
虽然在这个堕落有罪的世界
You shine.
你的光辉亦都照亮。
It is your glory, your grace that shines through.
是你的荣耀，你的恩典来到。
That all, in all this brokenness,
在我们的破碎当中,
you give us hope.
你给我们有盼望。
Knowing that your way is the right way.
让我们知道你的道路就是正确的道路。
And your way will restore what is true and real.
而你的道路就是去回复乜嘢系真理？乜嘢系正确嘅
？That you are now re-establishing, that you are now building your kingdom.
现在你系建立嘅你嘅国度。
And one day we shall be with you.
而有一天我哋就会与你一起。
Living in a world with you perfectly.
同你喺一个完全嘅世界里边一齐。
That is the kingdom that we look forward to.
我哋所期待嘅就系呢一个嘅国度。
The kingdom that we know that we are living for.
我哋系期待着呢一个嘅角度
，Help us to have this perspective，
帮助我哋有呢个嘅观点。
That in this suffering world，
喺呢一个伤痛嘅世界
，We should not expect to have a rose garden。
我哋唔系去期望有一个玫瑰园
，Because just as you call Christ to suffer in this world，
就系正如你要基督喺呢个世界受苦受难。
In many ways we will suffer through this world as well。
同样我哋喺地上一样会受苦受难。
But we look forward to that glory in heaven with you。
我哋期待嘅就系有一天我哋会与你喺天上得荣耀。
Help us not to build our world today just for the bricks of life here。
帮助我哋过活嘅时候唔系 淨係為著生活要得户口。
That store our treasure in heaven.
讓我哋去收藏我哋嘅寶貝係喺天上。
And we pray that you will give us that faithfulness to live for you.
幫助我哋有呢一個嘅信心係為你而活。
In the midst of this fallen world.
喺呢一個墮落嘅世界。
To be your salt and light.
成為你嘅光，你嘅鹽。
To be missionaries.
成為宣教士。
To walk for you, to be your ambassadors in every aspect of our lives.
在我们生命每一个环节里面都成为你的使者。
That we will bring glory to your name.
我们会将荣耀归于你的名。
That others will not revile you because of us.
别人不会因为我们的缘故去亵渎你。
But to give you glory.
乃是会将荣耀归于你。
Fill us, O Lord, to live this way.
求主你帮助我们用咁嘅方式嚟到过活。
Help us, O Lord, to give our best to you.
帮助我哋将最好嘅献俾你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督嘅名字祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.